Cut tea is made the same as his partner.
But I don't understand cut pee.
Cut tea. That was the name I picked up from a dude named Glenn. Let me see, what did he tell me that mean? Oh, that mean like saying you take one pea, you know, a pea in a shell.
Uh-huh.
And you split it in half. You equal to one side and he's equal to the other side.
Oh,
and
I see.
Put it together.
Put it together.
Yeah.
So you'd say he's my cut pea?
Right.
Oh, that's cute. Alright, another word, any other words? How about
your best friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a main, but like I say, you can have a lot of main, man. Like I say, dude, you got to read it wrong, he might be your main.
Oh,
but he don't necessarily have to be your best friend.
Oh, okay.
Or like I say,
he'd just be your main man for something in particular.
Right.
Such as reefer.
Yeah, football, like I say, we pick a team, and you got a dude that can throw pretty good. He said, that's my main man, he could be my first child.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so your main man don't necessarily have to be your best friend.
Okay, how about your girlfriend? How would you refer to your girlfriend?
My lady.
How about your main woman or something?
Oh, well, it used to be your main girl.
Okay.
But now most of them are just called them my lady.
How about, ever heard main squeeze?
Yeah.
Would you use that?
Yeah, but that's old.
Is that old?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. How about old lady? Or is that old too?
That's real old.
Oh, sorry. I'm really out of it. So a girlfriend would be a lady, mustn't it?
Right.
Alright. What do you call it let's say, there's a family and the father just leaves. Okay? And there's some kids. And one of the kids might start a relationship with another man in the community who sort of acts as his father. Maybe it's the next door neighbor who's awful. What do you call that guy?
What do you call the kid?
No, what do you call the man who acts as a daddy to the kid?
Well, like I was in the same position.
Yeah.
Like, see, my old man ran off. But he was never around. So I kind of like got picked up by this. My partner's old man.
Uh-huh.
And me and him used to hang out together so much though that he kind of put us together and called us his two sons.
That's right.
And up to right now I call him my father. But now I used to call him my stepfather and my godfather.
Alright. You ever call me play daddy?
No. I was always too old for that.
But have you heard that word?
Yeah, I heard that a lot of times.
Is that what that means?
Yeah. But mostly the younger kids use that.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, younger kids around about it.
And is it usually a little boy that finds an older man and a little girl that finds an older woman? Or?
Yeah, same thing.
Did your sisters find anybody to act as a play daddy to them?
I don't think so.
Okay. Then, all right, if it were a situation where the father was still around and the mother was gone, would the girls find a play, what would they call it, a play mom?
Right. Or, like saying, see, my mom has been there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, see, my sister got a lady that she regards as the same as her mother.
You know? Oh, I see.
And,
so it can happen even if the parent is still there.
Right, it can happen anytime, like, say, well, this lady, she kind of ran through the family because she started off with one of my older sisters.
Uh-huh.
And she's married now, and then she moved on, and she was all right with them, the two, my other sister, and now she's all right with you.
Okay. Is she close to you, too? Not you?
No.
All right.
Well, we all right. We can get along. But like I say, she knows it. Yeah, I just don't like nosy people.
Oh, okay. I'm not being nosy anymore.
No. What I mean by no, she wanna watch everything you're doing.
Oh, and ask you where you were last night.
Yeah, and ask you what you're doing. Like saying she had a sister that's dead to speak, had a pantry, and her sister had to go to work, but she told us, like, say, we can come back together.